This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
A Breathitt County farmer says raising his boys on the farm is one of the things he enjoys the most about agriculture. Eric Holbrook says their family farm is located in the hills of Kentucky near Jackson.
I own about a 600-acre farm here. Most of it's hillside, mountain, you know, trees. So 500 acres of that farm's a tree farm. We manage it for white oak, red oak, yellow poplar, and sugar maple. And the rest of the farm is bottom land and reclaimed strip mine land. You know, we have a lot of strip mines in the area.
Holbrook says their cattle operation is centered around the bottoms and reclaimed strip mine land.
Got about an 80 head beef cattle operation. It's all black Angus, mostly cow calves, but we do some background around calves and stuff. And we also grow about 100 acres of hay. You know, we lease a lot of ground and stuff around. We grow about 100 acres of hay. And due to the weather problem we've had the last several years, we went to make the most of it into haylage and stuff so we can cut it one day and wrap it the next.
He says farm dates back to his grandparents.
My grandparents was all farmers and loggers. My dad and mom, they actually had public jobs and worked off the farm, but they farmed on the side. You know, we raised tobacco and corn and soybeans growing up. And so I've basically been raised on the farm. And just when I went to college, I actually got a degree in forestry, so that's where the tree farming stuff all comes in. So I logged for my whole career, you know, and farmed on the side for 15 years.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
This just in, farming is not canceled. Ag employees all over the Commonwealth are working overtime to make sure the business of agriculture carries on. Now more than ever, they're moving forward to make sure our food supply is not disrupted. Agribusiness companies are busier than ever. They're all working hard to make sure our local economies keep moving forward. When this pandemic is over, agribusiness will be leading the way to make sure our local businesses come back healthy and ready to do business. If you ate today, think of farmer.